It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The Senate is moving ahead with a bill to raise the debt ceiling this morning. Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid says this is the last chance to save the nation from default.
No matter how long Republicans delay, the deadline will not move. We have hours, I repeat, hours to act. That's why by the end of the day, today, I must take action on the Senate's compromise legislation.
Right after Senator Reid made that statement, the top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell, had sharp words of his own.
How about this? How about a plan from Democrats in Washington that can pass both chambers, prevent the crisis, and protect Americans from a worsening economy? I would suggest to my friends on the other side this morning they start taking their responsibilities as a majority party a little more seriously. Because at this point, the only people who are disregarding the consequences of default are Senate Democrats. Not the Republicans in the House, but Senate Democrats.
That's Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell. Well, NPR's David Wellna is at the Capitol, and he joins us now live. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mary Louise.
So both those comments were coming out of the Senate just a few moments ago. Tell us a little bit more about where things stand now at the Senate.
Well, these are dramatic times. Right now, the Senate Democrats are meeting behind closed doors to figure out their next moves, but their leader, Harry Reid, just said on the Senate floor, we heard some of his remarks just now, but he also said that the bill in the House, the one that is being sponsored by House Speaker John Boehner, is doomed. That's the word he used for it. He said not only are House Democrats and many of Boehner's own Republicans against it, but he says its six-month extension of the debt ceiling is a non-starter with Senate Democrats, and they will reject his bill if it gets to this chamber. Instead, Reid implored Republicans to begin negotiating with him on his proposal, which extends the debt ceiling until after next year's elections. Otherwise, it's quite similar to Boehner's proposal, and to help make changes that would win enough support to move that bill forward, saying it's now the only viable means for Congress to prevent default. But he warned that he would not accept any change that would reduce the amount of the debt ceiling to only 6 months, although he did not say anything about perhaps a one-year extension. Mitch McConnell did not sound like he was willing to begin those negotiations right now.
So just to try to lay out clearly for people what exactly is happening now, we just mentioned Senator Harry Reid says he's moving ahead with his own bill backed by Democrats in the Senate. Not clear whether that will go anywhere in the House. This comes against the backdrop last night of House Republicans at the very last minute deciding not to go ahead with the vote they had planned on their bill because they didn't have enough votes for it. And meanwhile, that bill was not likely to go anywhere in the House. Where does this leave things? Are we headed for a big showdown or a big sputter out on Capitol Hill today and over the weekend?
Well, I think that the House Republicans still have the intention of bringing up their bill, possibly tweaked a bit, to try to pick up a few of these recalcitrant Republicans who intended to oppose it and see if they can pass it. It would be sent over to the Senate if that happened. But as Majority Leader Reid said this morning, even if it gets over here, he is not going to let it move forward. So he's putting his bill out as the last resort. And he says that if he brings it up tonight, the final vote on it could happen by Tuesday morning, August 2nd. That's
which
the deadline.
Which would be the deadline,
exactly.
Right?
And then the House would have to take it up and pass it. And I guess the thinking is that presented with the choice of passing a bill that they don't really like, or facing default the next day, many House Republicans would join House Democrats and pass that bill. But that's the Democratic perspective on it.
All right. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Mary Louise.
That's NPR's David Wellna updating us on the latest action from the Hill. President Obama is expected to speak in just a few minutes, giving his perspective from the White House on this debt standoff still playing out.